This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lilanishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok ben Doiv, also L'schus Refuah Shleimah V'kol Choylei Am Yisrael, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are Nesunim, Mitzaro V'Shivya. We're up to Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. We were talking previously about various different misos, death penalties that are given to four different averis. And now we're going to talk, we spoke about skila before. Now we're going to talk about srefa. Ve'elu hein anasrafim. These are the people, these are the kinds of averis that if a person does them, he is mechuyev srefa for. He's mechuyev to be punished with the misa of srefa. Haba'al isha ubita. A person who has znus, not just with a woman, but also with her daughter. So isha ubita is considered an erva of its own right, but it has a specific misa of srefa. Vas kayin shizinsa, if a daughter of a kayin has nus, that she specifically is punished with srefa. Yesh bechalal isha ubita. These we're going to talk about now. What does it mean when you say a woman and her daughter? There's a couple of different people that are included. Bitoy, whether it's his daughter or if it's the woman's daughter, that it's not through him, it's not his daughter. Ubas bitoy, and even if it's not his daughter, it's his granddaughter, it's still considered isha ubitoy. Ubas benoy, and his granddaughter through his son. Ubas ishtoy, or if it's not his daughter, it's a daughter of his wife, but through a different marriage, whether before or after his marriage to this lady, but she is his wife's daughter. Ubas bita, or his wife's granddaughter, or ubas bena, or his wife's granddaughter through her son. Chamoisai, his mother-in-law, ve'em chamoisai, or his mother-in-law's mother, ve'em chamiv, or his father-in-law's mother. Also, again, a grandparent. These are the people who get, so those are the people who get with Srefa. The people who get through Saif, through Hereg, which is done through Saif. Haroitzeach, a person who kills a different person. The people who are in a city, that the whole city went astray and deemed Avodah Zarah, served Avodah Zarah. Roitzeach, a person who is a Roitzeach. Now we're going to go into the details of what makes a person a murderer, a Roitzeach, that he gets the Misa of Saif. Shehika Yisra'eu be'evin oy be'barzel. Whether he killed this other person by hitting him with a stone or with a knife, as long as the stone or the knife was a suitable thing that could kill someone, that's considered killing. The kavash olav l'toich hamayim, or if somebody held somebody down under the water to drown him, or l'toich or a person held somebody or made somebody stay inside of a fire to die by fire. And he made it that the person cannot get out of there. Vameis, and he died. Chayev, he's chayev that he killed him. He's a retzeach, and a retzeach gets hereg, which is with a sword. The chofa l'toich hamayim, a person pushes someone into the water or into a fire. V'yochel alis misham, but he did not prevent him from getting out, and therefore he could have gotten out. Whatever reason why he didn't get out didn't necessarily have directly to do with the person who pushed him in. Vameis, and he died from that. Pater, he is pater from being killed by Bezdin. He's going to be held accountable in the Shemayim, but he's pater from being killed by Bezdin. Shisuboy esakelev. If somebody incited a dog, incitement of a dog to attack somebody, it's called sicking, right? S-I-C. When someone sicks a dog onto someone to attack him. Shisabais anachash, or somehow or another somebody has a pet snake or a snake that he has the ability to incite against someone, and he did that. Potter, he's potter because he did not do directly killing that person. Again, he would be mechuyev midin shemayim. Hishech bais anachash, but however, if he held the snake in his hand and he made it that the snake should bite the person, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev because he made him bite. The Chachamim, Poitrim, and Chachamim say it's Potter because the it's still removed. The snake is really the one who bit him, and therefore it's separated, and it's not directly that he killed him. Hamakes v'chaveiroi bein be'egven bein be'egreif. Now we're going to talk about an idea of what happened if it doesn't seem so obvious that he killed him. In this example, we're going to say that he actually healed himself somewhat, and it looked like he was going to get better and get out of this. Hamakes chaveiroi bein be'egven bein be'egreif. A person hits his friend, whether it is with a stone or even with a fist, he hits him to the point where that person would have been killed. Vamdulumisa. And when he got to whoever it was, the doctor, the hospital, the people who are the experts, they said this man is going to die. And somehow by miracle, Vuhukalmi Mashahoya, he recovered somewhat. Or he recovered to the point where it looked like they changed their mind. He's going to recover. He's going to get out of this. But it took a turn for the worse at one point. Hichbid, it became worse. Vames, and he did die. So chayev, it is chayev. The person is chayev because it really still came from that original attack, from that original wound, from that original killing that was done to him. Even though it looked like he was getting better, but it's still he was at the beginning. They said this is the kind of wound, this is the kind of attack that he will die from. So therefore, it's still considered part of that misa, part of that death, and therefore the person who did it is mechuyev misa because he's a retzach. Rabbi Nechemia argues. Rabbi Nechemia says Potter, he is not chayev. He's Potter again. Potter from being killed by Besdin, but he's chayev medina shemayim for killing somebody because it's not directly connected to the attack, because there's at one point where he recovered, or he recovered enough to make it look like he was going to live through this. Shereglaim the David, there is an amount to be relied on that this death did not come directly from that attack because he was getting better and it looked like he was going to live through it. Yasher koyach and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.